This is KCUR 89.3. The results of last week's election stunned many people who get insurance through the Affordable Care Act. The incoming president and Republican-controlled Congress have made it clear that they want to get rid of the law, but it's unclear as to what might replace it. That leaves many Missourians and Kansans in a state of limbo, unsure of what will happen with their medical care. KCUR's Alex Smith brings us the story of one local family.
If you stop by Julep, the Kansas City cocktail bar and restaurant, just as it opens in the mid-afternoon, you might catch a glimpse of Lula. She's the blonde, blue-eyed, 16-month-old daughter of the owners, Keely Edgington and Bo Williams. They let her check out the customers a bit before the place gets too busy.
She just likes to go out there and, like, essentially just stare everybody down and smile at them.
You wouldn't guess it from Lula's shy but happy disposition, but as her mother explains, she's been through a lot in her short life.
She happens to have 4S non-amplified neuroblastoma.
It's a cancer in her adrenal gland that doctors discovered when Lula was 9 months old. Tumors in infants sometimes go away on their own, but Children's Mercy Hospital doctor Jazzy Ann Tolbert says Lula needed urgent surgery because of the size and location of her tumor.
Lula's actually was sort of wrapped around some of her arteries, and so if that tumor were to get bigger and compress some of those structures, then you could have more problems than just the tumor itself.
Doctors had to install a portal in Lula's chest to deliver rounds of chemotherapy drugs into her heart. The cost of the treatment was enormous. Edgington says she stopped looking at bills after they topped $350,000, and that was before the surgery. Most of it was paid for through the insurance the family got through the Affordable Care Act's Federal Health Exchange. As small business owners, Lula's parents say that and the subsidies they received were the only way they could get coverage.
And we looked into insurance through other avenues, and it was just not possible.
Even with their coverage, the family was still on the hook for $10,000, and they had to take steps they never imagined to make ends meet.
I had a friend that set up like a MedGift fund for us and helped with everything, covered that $10,000. We both stopped working here, and so we did not pay ourselves for probably 5 months. That helped us pay the bills.
The good news is that Lola responded well to the treatment. She's been in remission for a few months, and Dr. Tolbert says her outlook is good.
Her age is really one of the reasons for the great prognosis, plus the fact that she had really favorable characteristics. And so those patients have what we call survival rates as high as 85%.
Still, Lula's family is not out of the woods. At a minimum, Lula will need intensive, expensive screenings and scans for a few years. Then she'll have to be monitored for health conditions that might result from her chemotherapy. Then there's always the chance that Lula will take a turn for the worse. Since the election, the family says they've been on eggshells waiting to see what will happen with their insurance. And not just because they're worried about losing the subsidies. Before the ACA, insurance companies could deny coverage to people with pre-existing medical conditions and set lifetime limits on coverage. Insurance costs were based on an individual's health history, so someone with a chronic disease might pay lots more than a healthier person. In the last week, Lula's family has been thinking about how to cope if the Affordable Care Act is scrapped. They've pondered a second mortgage, selling their business, and even more desperate measures.
Do we have to move to Canada and hope that we get coverage there? That's really extreme, but what wouldn't you do for your child's life?
If it's any consolation, families like Lula's probably won't see an abrupt turnabout in their insurance situation until at least 2018, according to St. Louis University professor Sidney Watson.
It's going to take a while for Congress to figure out what they want to replace the Affordable Care Act with. And that's going to be a discussion and dialogue we're going to hear a lot about in the coming year.
To create a plan that satisfies voters, Watson says, Congress will probably have to preserve many of the ACA's provisions and figure out how to address the problem of rising rates.
And we know one of the complaints about the Affordable Care Act is that people think their premiums and their cost sharing are too much now. So I don't think that solutions that make premiums go higher and out-of-pockets go higher are going to be popular.
President-elect Donald Trump said last week he wants to keep the ACA's policy on pre-existing conditions. But Keeley's father, Bo, says that's not much comfort coming from someone whose proposals have been vague and shifting.
That's what's discouraged me most about this past presidential campaign is that there just did never really seem to be a plan in place the whole time. There never really seemed to be much of a plan other than some promise that things were going to be better somehow. Well, I'm ready to see it, so I hope it's there. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Until then, families like Lula's are hoping for the best, but planning for the worst, left to wonder if their lives are about to be turned upside down. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Alex Smith.